Hey, Fitheads, John the Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing a new cigar from a new company, Barricoa. Barricoa Cigar is owned by Danny Vasquez, and this is a brand new company, brand new cigar. So that's always cool when you get to try out a brand new cigar first out of the gate. I'm very interested. This is called The Voyage. See that guy right there, very cool. And it's interesting because it's got a 2011 Dominican Corojo wrapper. It's got an Ecuadorian binder. It's got a combination of Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers. Comes out of the Dominican Republic, rolled out of the La Aurora factory. La Aurora factory, of course, very big in the Dominican. Comes in two sizes. I'm smoking the Robusta, which is the 5x50. And I believe they're sold in boxes of 20. And I think the MSRP on this bad boy is $850, which is quite reasonable. You know us at Cigar Federation, we love to try new cigars, especially when they're from brand new companies. That's kind of sometimes where you get, this is the first thing out of the gate for them. So sometimes it can be a high watermark, and I'm very excited to try this out. So we'll get right into the nosing here. And fascinating nose in this. It's kind of a combination of like dark cacao, like a 70% cacao, and some lightly spiced cedar underneath that. Very interesting. I don't know whether I want to smoke this or eat this. Fantastic. So out of the foot, very light out of the foot, really just a little bit of cedar. So all those notes are really coming out of the wrapper here. And we'll get cracking. I'm really excited to try out a brand new cigar from a brand new company. So if you want to check out elongated version of my lighting and cutting, you can check out the video on this channel, why I light before I cut. That'll give you a full description. It's not lengthy. I think it's about 3.5-4 minutes, but it gives you a full description of my lighting and cutting process. I want to smoke this cigar. Draw's kind of resistant. I wouldn't say it's a tight draw, but it's definitely resistant. Initial impressions are a little bit of pepper, cedar, very light and creamy off the retrohale with, again, some delayed pepper on the retrohale, or on the post-draw, pardon me. Interesting. Very subdued to start. I suspect, given this got Nicaraguan filler in it, this is probably going to build in intensity as it goes. So we'll let the first third settle in and see what it has to offer. Only about 9-10 minutes in here, those spices are spicy pepper starting to really pick up in intensity, especially in the post draw. Before it was kind of just hitting you at the end of the post draw, now it's really lingering between draws. Some nice creaminess developing in the retrohale. That's it for now. Passing the 20 minute mark. And I think some of that chocolate I was picking up on the wrapper is starting to build up here. It's a sweet, creamy chocolate, like a milk chocolate, rather than a dark cacao like I was getting off the wrapper. Spices have let up a little bit on the post-draw, but they're still there. They're still lingering between draws. I can feel them at the back of my tongue. Very good on the retrohale. More of a evolved chocolate on the retrohale. More of that cacao, like really intense cacao chocolate with a lot of deep complexity to the notes, maybe even some fruity notes behind it. Fantastic first third. Probably have another 15 minutes here before we get into the middle third here, so certainly check in as the flavors evolve. Passing the half hour mark, starting to get into the middle third here. The chocolate's continuing to push through into the middle third. It's got a little bit of cedar following it, which kind of just wraps it up in complexity, which is really nice. That intense pepper on the retrohale is really falling off now and being replaced by a more elegant spice on the retrohale. More of a creaminess with subdued spices following it. Very good. So we'll see how this cigar progresses, the Voyage progresses in the middle third. Hitting the, coming up on the 45 minute mark here on the Voyage by Barricoa. Pretty much at the halfway point here, and cedar starting to dominate the profile both on the retrohale and on the regular draw. There's still some spiciness there, but the spices are being pushed aside by that cedar. There's hints of chocolate still on the retrohale, but again, the cedar is really starting to take over at this point. Probably have still another, I'd say, 45 minutes at least left in the cigar, and probably another 15 or 20 minutes left in the middle third. Coming up on the hour and a half mark here, there's some earthiness with a little bit of harshness coming to it. Maybe it's just really rough earth. On the retrohale, there's still some creaminess with some spices, and that cedar still present, although it's downed in intensity. We'll be in the last third here in about 5 minutes, and we'll check back in and see what other flavors come to the surface. Past the hour and a half mark, and the earthiness kind of transitioned from, again, sort of a rough earthiness into some toasted nuttiness, which is quite nice. No other flavors because we're just really starting out into the first third here, so we'll see what other flavors come to the surface. hitting the hour and 45 minute mark, and that toasted nuttiness is starting to bring some spices with it, making for some really interesting combinations. Last third's really mellowed out in the sense that a lot of the strength of the flavors have sort of died down. They're all very balanced here, making for a really, really good finish to this cigar. Sitting at, like I said, about the an hour and 45 minute mark, probably have another 10, 15 minutes left in the cigar. Great smoking time. So in the regular draw, getting almost a toasted s'mores here. The nuttiness mixes in with the creaminess. It's a really interesting combination, especially with the spice chaser. Retro Ale hasn't really evolved here very much. Still the same flavors in the last third. Probably have maybe another 5-10 minutes here of smoking time. Great value. I'll check back in if there's any other flavor changes before we wrap up here. Wrapping up the review of the Voyage by Barrakoa. What a great start. I mean, in the last couple of years, you've really seen a lot of first-time cigar companies come out of the gates with a really strong release. I think this is a really strong release from Barrakoa. If they follow this up with another strong release, I think they've got a very positive future ahead of them. Very enjoyable cigar. I think this cigar is going to appeal to a lot of smokers. Kind of the medium full range. Like I said, it had a lot of strength that hit home, I think, about at the halfway point of the cigar. If you enjoyed this video review, give us an up thumbs up or upvote. Toss us a comment, or you can send me an email or feedback on the show, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.